Perth father Damien Slater is furious he can't go on holiday anymore to his favourite destination in WA, which is Broome. He can get to the arrivals lounge of the airport, and that's as far as he can go, although his wife and 10-year-old child can go further. The former Qantas worker used to travel the world, but has been confined to a wheelchair for the past 4 years as a rare neurological disorder takes hold. Last month, the sole remaining wheelchair-accessible taxi was taken out of the Broome fleet. Operators cite high costs and complicated paperwork with the state government. 48-year-old Damien Slater told Sophia O'Rourke that he was invited to the Broome Cup, but couldn't accept.
For people over east or flying in to Broome and you're in a wheelchair, now this doesn't matter if you're part of Telethon, Make-A-Wish Foundation, which I've met people up in Cable Beach before, these are children, last wishes in a wheelchair, they arrive at Broome Airport, have booked everything through travel agents or online, then they arrive at Broome, like everyone would just call a taxi company or ask Broome Airport staff for assistance to get a wheelchair. There's no wheelchair transport in Broome. I can fly from Perth to Broome today, arrive. They can take me off on the tarmac with the forklift. All the staff have always been amazing. Then I go into the arrivals area, and that's as far as I can go. Now, if it's 40 degrees, I ask the question this to the local governor, the Shire president, Harold. What is in place for wheelchair users at the moment to get to one of your 19 resorts? And the answer is, we haven't got anything. And I'm blown away in 2021, the focus on inclusion and diversity, and people are talking about, you know, the Paralympics in Tokyo, and everyone's going, oh, it's amazing, and it's so great, and inclusion for all. But the number one destination in WA under the Premier Mark McGowan and Roger Cook is the promote stimulus travel within WA. But at no time they said, only travel to Broome if you're able-bodied. Do not travel if you're in an electric wheelchair.
Who have you spoken to since then, and what response have you had?
I'd probably say in all the people that I sent the email to, which I take my hat off to them, the City of Perth, the Lord Mayor, Basil Zemplis, one of his managers called me last week and was on the phone for 30 minutes, quite concerned about this issue. Because this is going to impact everyone.
Did you get a response from the Minister's office?
I wrote on the 30th of July. The only response I've had was, I've just received it on the 24th of August. And I'm reading it. I've got it printed out in front of me now. And what astounds me is the email that I wrote was quite direct in asking about wheelchair accessible taxi services in Broome. They've missed the whole point of my correspondence on the 30th of July. I wasn't raising that it's only cost $250 for a new taxi plate in regional towns and in Broome and even in Perth for that matter. I said it in my email. There is multiple choices for able-bodied people. Uber, Ola, taxis, any other company that started up. You know, there's all these companies and there's so many choices in Broome for transport, but this does not include people in electric wheelchairs. There is not. I haven't got multiple choices or even an option or choices. I've got zero. I arrive at Broome Airport and I wrote it in my email, and that's as far as I can go. I'm shocked.
Do you feel that when you've written to various people about your experience that it's been listened to or downplayed?
No. I find once again, and you hear a lot of people talking about it, and I'm not going to drop the issue. I find it's just, I've hit red tape. So, look, and I keep going back to it. The National Disability Insurance Scheme is for people with permanent disabilities to get out in the community, and this is why you have received funding to use for community access and to go away. You can use it in WA, your taxi subsidy scheme. You can use it in Adelaide, which I've done before. Now, if this was a small wheat belt town, I would not expect them to have a maxi wheelchair taxi. We're talking about Broome. Now, I don't see why a grant for a vehicle and a modification can't be gifted, or however they want to work it out, to one of the three taxi companies in Broome to provide a service for the whole of Broome.
That's Damien Slater from Perth speaking to Sophia O'Rourke about why he can no longer visit his favourite holiday destination in Broome, in WA, being Broome, because there are no wheelchair accessible taxis. You can read more on the ABC Kimberley website about this issue, which we covered at the end of July as the last accessible vehicle was removed from the fleet. It's affecting other regional towns too. Operators tell us that it is costly, it's complicated and commercially unviable to have a wheelchair taxi. And so there are none in Broome. And people like Damien are stuck.